We're joined by Tamsin Hall, who's a fundraiser for Macmillan Cancer Support. Because of the lockdown, Tamsin has had to rethink the way she goes about raising funds. Thank you very much for joining us, Tamsin.
Hello.
What made you become a fundraiser for Macmillan in the first place?
Well, I work for a biotech company that develops drugs for cancer patients. So through my work, I learn about patient experiences. And I'm very fortunate in that I haven't had any personal experience of having to use a Macmillan. You know, my family hasn't used Macmillan. I've learned about it through my work, about patient experiences and patient pathways and support groups. And I just think Macmillan do a wonderful job, and it's something that's really worthy of support, regardless of whether you've had first-hand experience or whether you just feel empathy towards people who are going through that.
That's really interesting, though, because you're working in biotech, so you've got that connection. You're actually working, in some respects, in the same area, and you're helping as well. I think that's really, really nice. It's a nice thing to do. How long have you been doing it?
Fundraising for Macmillan. I started in 2012, actually, when I went on mat leave with my son. That was the first year that I thought, you know what, I'll give this a go, because it's nice to get your friends around for a slice of cake and a cup of tea and a chat. And cake features a lot during your maternity leave. It certainly it did does. With me anyway. So that was the first year I gave it a go. I actually had to get my husband to take my son away for the day so I could throw myself into cake making. And I think I only produced sort of two or three cakes, and the house was a bit of a squeeze with my NCT group coming along. But we had a really nice time.
Well, that's really impressive, because I remember when I was on maternity leave, the last thing I was doing was baking cakes. I was barely surviving, I think, actually, Tamsin.
Well, so my son was born in January and this was September, so life was getting a little bit back to normal at that stage.
So that is what you would do to fundraise, presumably. You would run coffee mornings, effectively.
Yes, I just took part in the Macmillan annual coffee morning that they do in September each year. So that's the first time I participated, and it's something that I've tried to do every year since. I haven't managed it every single year since, but I've tried my best most years to keep the fundraising going in September.
Mm-hmm. Well, with the lockdown, of course, that would have been very, very difficult, because it just wouldn't be possible. I suppose a lot of people would just have said at that point, oh, well, I'll just leave it to next year then. But you didn't do that. What did you do?
I signed up for my pack as usual every year, and the pack arrived, and I was thinking to myself, how on earth am I going to coordinate this year? Because in the past, I've baked a lot of different cakes. I've frozen them down, and then the night before everyone comes round, I've had an open house, and the night before I've got all my cakes out, I've decorated them, you know, basically worked quite hard the evening before, mm-hmm. and the morning of, and then had an open house all day with various people coming and going at various times and everything. And it's been a really sociable affair. But I just thought, there's no way I can do that this year, because I can't coordinate something like that. It's too risky for a start. Rules change, you know, and lo and behold, just within September, the rules have changed numerous times. Mm-hmm. And previously, I'd also taken in leftover cake to work the next day. So, you know, people have donated more money at work. But currently, like most people, I'm working from home, and my office is not accessible in the same way. Mm-hmm. To most people, and certainly they wouldn't welcome me bringing in lots of cake at a time like this, because there's very strict rules if you have to go into the office as well. So I just thought, I'm going to have to rethink this completely if I'm going to do it this year. And I love baking, and I thought, I'm going to miss the kind of catch up and the get together with people. But what I decided to do was to set up a WhatsApp group from the village where I live, and put everybody that I know on that group and say, hey, would you like to buy a cake and I'll deliver it. And I sent out a list of cakes that I was willing to bake, and on the back of that, a couple of my friends in the village responded and said, we'll bake too if people are interested. So they offered up some of the cakes that they wanted to make as well, and that got added to the list, and we just took it from there. Then I did get a phone call actually from Macmillan to check that I'd got my pack, and I explained what I was doing this year, and they were really interested to hear that, and they were telling me about how the uptake was really low just on people being interested in getting involved this time. And then obviously not only is uptake really low, but the rules have changed since. So I'm sure that if other people have might have had to feel that they've cancelled events and things like that. So on the back of that news, I got in touch with the two friends that had offered to help bake, and I said, you know, would you mind if we put something out on our village Facebook page and opened it to a wider group of people? And they said, no, go for it, you know. So we did that, and we've had more orders coming in for cakes as well. And then my colleagues have got wind of what I'm doing too, because the idea was it was just to be around and about our village in Wilburton. But we've kind of opened it up a little bit to other people who are willing to perhaps drive and collect cakes, or, you know, who I know I'll be passing by on my way to Thetford Forest, say, cycling or something. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, we've had a good response, about 19 different orders so far for cakes.
That's a great idea. That really is a really inspired idea. So it's been really successful by the sound of it. Can I ask you how much you've raised so far?
Yeah, so we've only just started really doing the deliveries of the cakes, and so far we've had £100 come in total, but I know that there'll be more to come. I'd probably say that it was about half of the people have paid so far and half still to pay, so mm-hmm. That's pretty good.
That must be a bit of an admin job, keeping on top of that, actually, I would imagine.
I'm keeping a list in my kitchen of names and cakes and dates that people have requested, because it's all fitting in around my work. So I work full time. So I usually ask if they've got a particular date in mind, and most people are flexible. So they just, you know, are happy to work around when I am able to bake. So, yeah.
And are you getting requests, or is it, this is the cake I'm offering?
So I put out a list of cakes that I was prepared to bake. So I've not had anyone stray off that list. So if they've ordered a particular kind of cake that Ruth has said she'll make, it's going to Ruth, for instance, my friend Ruth. And if it's the cakes that Catherine's have offered to bake, so it's the order's going Catherine's way, and she coordinates with the person who's put in the request.
Ah, but, specialisms.
But yes, I had already drawn up quite a big list of cakes that I was willing to make, because I do like baking.
Yes, it is great fun, isn't it? Would you consider continuing with this method of fundraising when things go back to normal, or do you think you'll go back to the coffee morning idea?
I don't know. I think it's nice to get together and have a chat, but I know that if, say, I am booked up with weekends in September, for instance, that I have got that option of switching things around and doing it like I have done this time round. Because sometimes it's quite hard to find a date to suit everybody, actually, mm-hmm. for coming over. So it's a good alternative. And I can always maybe do a combination of the two. Who knows?
Yeah. And it's something you could probably do any time as well, not just a date in September, because I know that Macmillan, as other charities, are struggling to raise funds at the moment.
Yeah, absolutely. It's obviously a flexible thing, and it works as long as you can fit it around, you know, any other commitments. It's perfect.
It is. And I would recommend, if anyone's listening and they like baking, that they too think of doing something like Tamsin's doing. I think it's a great idea. And let's face it, Tamsin, we all like cake, don't we?
Oh, absolutely. You can't beat a nice bit of freshly baked cake.
Thank you very much for joining us today on Cambridge 105 Radio.
Thank you.